Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company for some more informative chat and inspiring music. And this is no ordinary Holy Half Hour, because you might just possibly have heard a rumour that there's going to be a Scottish election. So this is the 3TFM Scottish Election Special Programme. How could you tell that there's about to be a Scottish election? Because all of a sudden, you and I have become very popular, with people stopping us in the street, knocking on our door, phoning us at tea time and sending us leaflets. All to tell us how much they love us and value our opinion. And all promising us the earth and a free patio. It all feels a bit like this.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say. And you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you.
I'll stand by you.
Well, when politicians are out to woo us for our votes, it does feel a bit like a love-in, doesn't it? But seriously, if these were our candidates, which one would get your vote? Lionel Richie, Girls Aloud, Belinda Carlisle, the Jackson 5, or Barry White? But as we go at the polling booths to mark our X in one of the many boxes, the country does face many big issues very seriously, like healthcare for an ageing population, education for the young, housing, rising national and personal debt, wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, immigration, the growing gulf between rich and poor, global warming, global recession and unemployment, and struggling, low-paid, hard-working folk like Kenny Rogers and his dad here.
His work, but he fed a family of nine. Papa never heard of a union. He logged his scale in time, but he was a lucky man. At least he had a job down at the factory. 40 years cut across his back, fighting it tooth and nail. Work was hot enough to make a man forget his fear of hell. He was a thankful man. He had a job down at the factory. Sometimes through the walls at night, hear him on his knees, praying, Lord, please help me through another day. Give me strength. Bless this house, this family of mine. And thank you, Lord, for my job down at the factory. It's hard for a man to build a life on a miller's pay. Like father, just like son, at least I can pay my way. I'm a lucky man. I've got a job down at the factory. As I put my kids to bed, one
wonder what's in store. Ask the Lord for a better way, 'cause they deserve much more than to raise their own. Just a job down at the factory. Sometimes when it's late at night, I get down on my knees, praying, Lord, please help me through another day. Give me strength and bless this house, this family of mine. Thank you, Lord, for my job down at the factory. Got more than some, at least I've got a job down at the factory.
Speaking about leaflets and politicians, I've got a leaflet in my hand here. It's entitled Vote Today, and it's the manifesto of several parties in one leaflet. The first party here, it says, the self party. The leader is yourself, and its policy is self-interest, its aim is self-indulgence, and its main principle is to look after number one. Vote for me, and I'll promise myself a free patio. And then there's the crowd party. The leader is, whoever sways the masses the most. It's the favourite party to win the election because it's popular. It's the crowd party. Its aim is to give people what they want. Its guiding principle is to please all the people all the time. Or how about voting for the greed party? That's the greed party, not the green party. The greed party is led by some fat cat. It's also popular in the opinion polls, and it appeals to the gut instincts in the voters. The policy is to grab and grasp, and its slogan is gimme, gimme, gimme. Its aim is the acquisition of more and more, and its chief principle would be I want, I'll have. And then in all elections, there's a lot of people in this category, the don't knows. There's a vacancy for leader at the moment. They can be quite vociferous, and they often do sway the election results. The policy, well, they've none at the moment. The aim is to find out what the policy might be sometime. And the principles, wait and see in the meantime. They will enter into a policy when the time is right and when it's in Britain's best interest. Or how about the fifth one here, don't care party. The leader, well, who cares? There's actually been a split in this party. There's the active wing and the passive wing. The active wing of the party says, I don't care, so I'll just do and say anything I like. The passive wing is a bit more, I don't care, so I can't be bothered, so I won't do it. The policy is, well, on the split, one side says, just do what you like. The other one says, can't be bothered. One aim of the party is to shock. The other one is to just do nothing. The main principles of this party would be, it's my life and I can do what I like with it. Somebody was once asked, do you think the biggest problem in politics today is ignorance and apathy? And they replied, I don't know and I don't care. And, there's one more party. This is the Jesus party. The leader is Jesus, obviously. It is a minority, but they are the salt of the earth, and their influence spreads disproportionately. They're very dominated by their leader. They think he can do no wrong. The policy is to follow Jesus, whatever he says. The aim is to be Christ-like and to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And the main principles would be love God and your neighbour as yourself and trust and obey and follow Jesus. So there you have it. There's the leaflet, all the different options. We'll see how you vote in the election. In the end, the problems are here, very real. The serious solutions are also being offered by everybody. And the time to vote is upon us and the choice is ours. What kind of a world do we want to live in? Well, here's Cliff Richard pointing out that basically it comes down to a choice of, as he says, two worlds.
Like a dream, my life has gone past. past me, taken so soon, but love burns so true. Love never ending that shines like the stars in the sky, and I sing, but so few can hear me. Words from the heart to set your souls free. Time has no distance deep in love. No, everything goes, everyone knows there's something beyond us. There is a light. Turns into dust, cry if you must, but love is the answer, bringing two worlds together. Who can see the secrets that bind us back to the earth till love rings so true? Eyes of compassion and tears of a deepening heart. I have seen the pain of a cruel world and reached out a hand for suffering to ease, bringing some comfort to. Everyone knows there's something beyond us. There is a light, believe me. Time turns into dust, cry if you must, but love is the answer, bringing two worlds together.
There now follows a party political broadcast on behalf of God. God speaking, you will be challenged to vote in the British general election. This I would encourage you all to do as your privilege and responsibility as good citizens, plus the fact it will be your own fault when the wrong lot get in. You have to be in it to moan about it later. However, as God, I am broadcasting to you this morning about a far more important election. The election of life. This is not just about politics, and not just about the next 5 years. Politicians sometimes promise the earth, but in truth there is only so much that mere mortals can do. I can promise heaven as well as earth, life now and life hereafter. So vote for me as your God. Why, I hear you ask? What has God ever done for me? He's like those politicians. He lives in faraway, remote places, out of touch, in a world of his own. What does he know or care about me? Then he pops up wanting my vote, promising pie in the sky when I die. Well, let me say this about that. As God, I would never ask you to do something for me which I have not already done for you. I'm asking you today to put a cross in the box for me and vote for me with the rest of your life. 2,000 years ago, I put myself on a cross and gave my life for you. I committed myself to you and voted for you with my whole heart. I loved you into existence. I watched over you in love. I gave you your daily bread plus a few luxuries. I forgive you when you break my heart as well as my rules. I guide and lead you, encourage and inspire you. Basically, I'm wedded to you for better or worse. So, will you marry me? Will you vote for me with the rest of your life? Will you put a cross in the box for me?
Like a king who hides in shadows, while a thief usurps his throne, you stumble down through all your days without direction. While the soldiers and the servants who should be at your command are all abandoned to surrender and defection. As the kingdom groans beneath the load, your feet go running down the road in panic. You've forgotten all I've told you. If you'd just call, you'd see me there at the very instant of your prayer. But you've bought a bill of goods, the liar sold you. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Like a slave who wears the collar of a hard and cruel man and is convinced that he deserves the treatment given. Tortured to believing nothing's ever going to change till you've forgotten there was ever more to live in. But as you struggle with your load, the messengers come down the road and the slaver flees in fear as he beholds them. They break your chains and set you free to stand amazed in liberty. And at last they give the word God has told them. I have chosen you and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you. You were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. All that stands opposed to you is gone. I know the devil's cut you down and made you feel so small. I've seen your desperation with your back against the wall. But I'll still be here beside you, even if you've given in. Until you see my love for you is all you need to win. 'Cause I have chosen you. And I will not turn you down. I have chosen you. You were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. Till all that stands opposed to you is gone. I have chosen you. There's no need to run away. I have chosen you. Why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied.
That was Don Francisco, and before him, God, reminding us that apart from general elections every 5 years, life is full of elections. Electing who to marry, where to live, family planning, what job to work at, electing who will be our friends. We don't elect family, you'll notice. We elect what hobbies to do, what clubs to join, what pets to have, what people to be as friends. Of course, other people sometimes elect us to be in their circle, involved in their life. It's an amazing thought when the penny drops, they love me, they accept me, they value me, they want me, they vote for me. Wow. It's so romantic when I look across at my wife and realize she loves me so much that she's burned her bridges and voted to live with me wherever, whatever, for the rest of our lives. Wow. And I'll tell you better than that. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. That's the greatest election of all. Before the world began, Jesus elected to have a Scotland, to have a year 2010, to have you and me. That's why we are here right now. Jesus elected to have tea in the house of a tax collector called Zacchaeus. And then after tea, Zacchaeus elected Jesus as his God.
When Jesus went on into Jericho, there was this man called Zacchaeus. He was the head tax man for the district and so was quite rich. In fact, he was really loaded. But though he had plenty of money, he wasn't what you might call happy and was dead keen to meet this Jesus he'd heard about. Zacchaeus, being a wee man, can't get near on account of the great crowd of folk surrounding Jesus. So he decides to climb up a sycamore tree beside the road to watch. When Jesus eventually comes along, he spies Zacchaeus. Looking up, he shouts, "Hi there, wee man. Come down, will you? I've decided to invite myself to your house for a meal this afternoon." To say that wee Zacchaeus was fair chuffed is putting it mildly. The rest of the folk, by the way, weren't they very pleased that Jesus was going to eat with a man they caught a crook. But already, Zacchaeus is a changed man. He says to Jesus, "Lord, see me. I'm going to give half of my money to the poor, and I'll promise to look after all the folk that have cheated so well." Jesus turned round to the dumbfounder crowd and tell them to hod their wheesht. "This man was a sinner," he said. "He's found peace at last."
Now Zacchaeus was a tutty wee man, aye a tutty wee man was he. And he climbed into a sycamore tree, for he wanted the Lord to see. And as Lord Jesus passed that way, he looked into the tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down frae there, for I'm going to your house for tea." Now Zacchaeus was a changed wee man when he came down frae that tree. So never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. I never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can dare for a man like Zacchaeus, he can dare for you and me. Now when we Zacchaeus come down for the tree, just as happy as a bloke could be. He gave good money to the poor, saying, "I'm a better man, you'll see. 'Cause I robbed the folk and it made me rich, but I'm finished with hypocrisy. I was ever brash for collecting cash, but the Lord has set me free. So never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there to set us free. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. I'll never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Aye, if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me."
Here's another thought about God's election. People assume that election means being exclusive. God chooses A, B and C and then rejects X, Y and Z. But it doesn't have to be that way. God's election is inclusive. He really wants all the world. When he has 100 sheep and one gets lost, he goes looking for the 99th and 100th sheep to get them all in. 99 out of 100 is not enough. When he gets the prodigal son back home, he also goes out and gets the self-righteous big brother. God's vision is to have A to Z, everybody, all together as one big happy family for all eternity in heaven. So, vote for Jesus, the Jesus who voted for us. And remember to vote for the party which looks like promising and promoting the kingdom of God the most. So, bye for now, and I'll leave you with Spring Harvest.
We wanna see.